out of the Arctic and onto the beach here in Southern California, but try getting to one on the traffic-clogged roads. The state's Coastal Commission has rejected plans to build a new toll road near a favorite surf spot north of San Diego. Susan Vallett of member station KPCC says backers of the toll road have not given up quite yet.
Surfers bob in the Pacific Ocean like buoys at the Trestle Surf Spot in southern Orange County. One well-shaped wave after another rolls in, each with a surfer's name on it. The water eventually laps over cantaloupe-sized rocks, known as cobbles, strewn along the coastline from nearby San Mateo Creek. The rocks naturally create an offshore surf break that spawns these perfect waves.
Yeah, oh, look at the wave coming in. Oh, this is a good day.
For more than 30 years, Ed Schlegel has surfed here at San Onofre State Beach, one of California's most popular state parks. Schlegel stands with his feet buried in the warm sand as he points toward towering cliffs a little ways down the coast.
From here on south, when you get into the bluffs area of the park, it's just like it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I don't know of too many places that I've been that hasn't changed in that length of time.
Trestles is the only pro surfing world championship stop in the continental United States. The beach is bordered by coastal wetlands and is known for its clean water. So when the regional toll road agency proposed extending a toll road 16 miles, including through the coastal state park, surfers and environmentalists paddled into the battle.
You're talking about the very last large chunk of coastal open space from Ventura to the Mexican border. This is the last one.
That's Mark Rauscher of the Surfrider Foundation. He says the proposed highway would hurt the area's wetlands.
Their road parallels the creek that feeds those wetlands for 12 miles going upstream. This is a highly valued area for wildlife, for water quality, for coastal environments. And they're essentially going to damage it to the point where it's completely lost its value.
Not so, says Lance McLean, who heads up the toll road agency.
But our impact is minuscule, and our total impact in the wetlands is 16/100ths of an acre, or about the size of a single-family home here in Orange County.
The toll road has a heavy list of supporters, including Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and local businesses. They say the new road's necessary to relieve gridlock on Interstate 5, the main artery between Orange and San Diego counties. Environmentalists suggest they just widen I-5, but the toll road agency's Jerry Amante says that would do even more damage.
Widening the 5 is the alternative they propose means that I have to take out 828 homes and tell those people, I'm taking your home away from you. You can no longer live in our community. I have to destroy 4,000 jobs and tell those people you're now unemployed and your families now can go fend for themselves. I have to have $2 billion, which the state budget doesn't have, and I have to wait decades to get traffic relief. That's not a reasonable alternative.
At a California Coastal Commission meeting last week, the dispute over whether the toll road would be built came down to a single vote.
Commissioner Wan?
No.
Chairman Kruer?
No.
But as any surfer knows, when you wipe out, you get back on your board. The toll road agency has already appealed the decision to the federal government, a process that could take up to a year. For NPR News, I'm Susan Vallett.